We return now to special coverage from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez. The ongoing catastrophic floods in Houston, Texas. Joining me now on the line is Michael Walter, the Public Information Officer for Houston Emergency Center. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Right off the bat, what are the city's most urgent needs right now?
So number one, our urgent need is to protect the population. We have, I would venture to say, you know, thousands of people now who are in a situation where they have taken on water in their homes. They're attempting to leave. In some situations, that's a good idea. In others, it is not. We still have reports of individuals who are trapped in their homes and cannot leave. We still have individuals who are seeking refuge on the roofs and in attics. The U.S. Coast Guard has been conducting aerial rescues as they've been able to. Unfortunately, this storm continues to push weather into our system. So for instance, I'm looking at a map right now with three active tornado warnings within the city. So even though a majority of the flooding occurred last night, we are still experiencing significant weather throughout the city, which is hampering some of our emergency response.
In what way is it limiting you?
So, for instance, the Houston Police Department has a fleet of helicopters that could go up and survey and look for individuals. However, given the weather conditions, it's unsafe for them to fly. The Coast Guard have better equipped helicopters for that type of mission, and they have been an incredible partner. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has sent assets from all over the country here to Houston, and we're eternally grateful for that so that we can, you know, get those helicopters up in the air, begin not only assessing where people may be, but also the Coast Guard rescue teams are actually effecting rescues both from the land as well as from the sky.
What about shelter space? Is there enough shelter space and food as well?
So at this point, what we're doing is we are beginning the process of standing up as many large-scale shelters as we can. We have opened up the George R. Brown Convention Center, which is the largest facility that we have access to right now, which is in downtown Houston. We're using what we're calling a lily pad concept. We have neighborhood libraries and multi-service centers throughout the city where we're asking our residents to go to if they need to be evacuated to a shelter. If they go to a lily pad, we're using high water rescue vehicles to get individuals to the shelters from there. So this is going to be a multi-day thing. We are unfortunately expecting additional rainfall to begin in the area. Nothing like what we saw overnight. However, that is going to continue to raise the level of the bayous and raise the level of the flooding across the city.
What about some of the sports stadiums in Houston? Are they available to be used as shelters?
Well, we do have access to those facilities. We will are going to use any option that we have. So we are working with all of our partner agencies to make sure that we have adequate space. We are also working with the independent school districts here in Texas. We have pretty large athletic facilities that can be used to do that. We are also have, for instance, Aldine ISD, Independent School District on the north side of the city. We are using the M.O. Campbell Center, which is one of their athletic facilities as a shelter. We also have another shelter open at the Chinese Community Center. So we have a lot of partners that are moving forward and offering space. And we're working very diligently with the Red Cross to be able to open up additional shelter capacity throughout the city while we let the water recede and until individuals can start that recovery process.
Michael, we just have a few seconds left. How's the response been from the state and federal government so far? Have you gotten what you needed?
Yeah, and again, I can't stress the great work that the United States Coast Guard has done to assist us.
That's Michael.
We are working very closely as well with the state of Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety has committed assets. The Texas Game Wardens are currently sending rescue boats to our command center to be able to be used to pull people out of their homes.
That's Michael Walter, Public Information Officer for the Houston Emergency Center. Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.